Welcome to Sunshine Studios, home of the Steve Piasecki podcast. Dead Stripper is the first book in the Steve Piasecki series, but a word of caution before you continue. Dead Stripper contains explicit content, such as strong language and the depiction of graphic sex and violence, including murder. Therefore, this podcast might not be suitable for all audiences. Forewarned is forearmed. And now, into Chapter 9 of Dead Stripper, where we take a ride in the elevator with Steve and Margo and find out whether or not they're still pretending to be on a date. Scene 36. A few minutes later, Radnor House Condominiums, inside the elevator. "What happened?" I ask Margo. "Jess got bent out of shape because I kissed you."
"Really?"
"Just so you know, she started kissing me and said she wanted to do me right there on the kitchen floor."
"Too bad she didn't."
"Why's that?" "If I walked in and found you two doing it on the floor, I would have made it a threesome before you two knew which end was up."
"Sounds interesting."
"Sure does, but that's not the way it went with us. She followed me into the kitchen and said she wanted to wring my fucking neck."
"That is a little different.
But I predicted this was going to happen. My sixth sense knew things weren't going to go smoothly."
"Well, it was pretty much inevitable."
"How so?"
"To begin with, we looked the part of boyfriend and girlfriend."
"We do look the part."
Margo smiles.
"And we played our parts well. So if she's so hot for me, like you insist, our kissing's going to make her jealous. Now let me ask you a question."
"Sure."
"You're gorgeous. Why no boyfriend?"
"It's a long story. I don't have a curfew."
The bell rings. We wait for the door to open, then step off the elevator and begin walking across the lobby.
"Leaving so soon, Miss Margo?"
the doorman asks.
"I have to go to work tomorrow, Fritz. Have to get up early."
"Then good evening to you, Miss Margo."
"Good evening to you, Fritz. See you next time.
And nice to meet you, Mr. Steve. Hope to see you again."
"Likewise, Fritz."
We reach the exit and I open the door. We step outside and take a few steps. Then we stop and look at each other.
"Do you?" I ask.
"Do I what? Have to go to work tomorrow?"
"No, I just didn't want to prolong the conversation with Fritz."
"Well, then let's hear your long story about why no boyfriend."
"Okay."
She takes my hand and starts leading me toward our parked cars. "I caught the prick cheating on me, so I dumped him."
"When was that?"
5 months ago.
"What about you?"
"I already told you.
There's no time for relationships right now."
"So, you haven't had a girlfriend for how long?"
"Well, my last legitimate girlfriend was, 2 years ago. Beautiful girl. She's talking about getting married, having kids, buying a house in the suburbs."
"What happened?"
"I had a real job back then. I was a territory manager for a large textile manufacturer, and I did a lot of travel. Anyway, I take a business trip to Albany during the summer. While I'm gone, she goes down to Long Beach Island."
"Why there?"
"Her parents are rich and they own a mansion on the beach."
"And?"
"And one of my buddies goes to the Tiki Bar one night. It's a popular place on LBI. He sees her dancing with some guy, and next thing he knows, they're all over each other, right there on the dance floor, kissing and shit. So he calls me."
"While you're still in Albany?"
"Right, asleep in my hotel room. But he wants me to know right away. So when I get back home, I confront her, she admits it. She's sorry, oh so sorry. She got drunk and didn't know what she was doing. It'll never happen again, she promises. Please forgive her, you know, all that happy horse shit."
"But you didn't buy it?"
"No fucking way. No way I could ever trust her after that. And I don't need drama like that in my life."
"Well, you got yourself a triple header right now. How's that?"
"To begin with, there's Jess and Pablo. Then you have Jess and you. And now you have to add in me and you."
"Why me and you?"
"We're on a date."
"We're pretending to be on a date."
"Are we pretending?"
"I don't know about you, but I'm not pretending anymore."
"You're not?"
"I not only find you attractive, but sexy as hell."
"Then add in the fact I'm horny as hell because I haven't been with a man the last 5 months."
And that's the end of Chapter 9.
Join us next time for Chapter 10, where we drop in at Jess's condo the next morning and catch the blowback between Jess and Pablo from her party the night before.